This is Thorfinn from the Children's Hour with a review of Saga Sky, written and illustrated by Roy Boney Jr., published by Lee Francis. This book is about a man who has a very special mystical guardian. This book has many beautiful illustrations that you are left to decide what they mean yourself. I would say this was a very good book. It makes you think very deeply about quite a number of things. I would give it 5 out of 5 green chilies and would say it is appropriate for kids 10 and up. This is Thorfinn from the Children's Hour with a review of Saga Sky, written and illustrated by Roy Boney Jr., published by Lee Francis.
This is the Children's Hour, and this is Andy Strummer.
When you're alone, all by yourself, with nobody left to save or help, remember to remember who you are. You're not the things you think people say. You're beautiful.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm here with the kids' crew on Zoom. And we have with us today Rachel Ignatovsky. She is a science communicator and illustrator. And welcome to the Children's Hour. Rachel, tell us about yourself.
Hi, thank you guys so much for having me. Well, I am an author and illustrator, and I create nonfiction books about the topics that I think are really cool to learn about and are super important. So I like to talk about how the world works, the science behind our world, but I also like to talk about why the world works the way it does. So I have also written a lot of history books, including biography books about women's history. I'm really excited because we're here to talk about my book series called What's Inside. And it starts with the book What's Inside a Flower, and then we also have the book, What's Inside a Caterpillar Cocoon and What's Inside a Bird's Nest. And all of these books were inspired by the biology in my own backyard. And we talk about the science of springtime in each of them. And I'm just so excited to share them with you guys.
In some ways, your illustrations use simple forms, but they are really complex. So for example, in your What's Inside a Bird's Nest, you not only show the birds in their nests, but you also show movement of birds. You show specific breeds of birds. I love the crane dancing sequence you have in here. Do you just know this much about birds? Are you a birder?
Well, for every single one of my books, the research is where I start. So what I'm an expert at is creating books. I'm an expert at making beautiful illustrations, creating infographics, and taking the hard science that, you know, scientists have done the independent research to do, reading about everything that they've already written, and then creating something new and fun and easy enough that anyone at any level of scientific literacy can interact with it. So that's what I'm an expert at the science communication, the communication part of it. So for all of my books, it starts with the research. So for this book, What's Inside a Bird's Nest, I, you know, of course, read a bunch of what I like to call thickums, thick, big textbooks about birds. I also went on lots of what I like to call little field trips to learn about birds. So I went hiking and birding myself. I went to museums. I went to zoos. I spoke with experts. So all of that comes together to form the foundation for the artwork that you see in the book.
How do you draft up from looking at a big, thick textbook, these really colorful drawings, and create such easy to understand visual pieces from complex information?
I have a graphic design background, so organizing dense information, that's like my bread and butter. I start with sketches, where not only do I sketch what I'm going to draw, but I also place where all the typography is going to go. So when you're looking at one of my illustrations, not only is there a lot of things going on illustratively, but I also illustrate the words, the type. And by using what is called a typographic hierarchy, and that's just a fancy way of saying, like, some things are in bold, some things are really big, some words are different colors. By creating that visual language for all of the words that are part of an infographic that you're looking at, you can really make it easy to read. Graphic designers, they're sneaky. Their whole job is to make it so that you read without feeling like you're reading. So it's all about making the words get absorbed instantaneously through good design. So that's what I do when I create my illustrations. I incorporate good design to make sure that there's as much information as possible on the page.
Your art style is very unique, and I like it a lot. One thing I'm wondering is, how did you figure out what art style you wanted to draw, what way you wanted to make your pictures?
That's so funny. This is a question that I get from adults a lot, too. Everyone's always trying to find themselves through art, but really, the art finds you. Practice, explore, play with different materials, and it'll end up that it's going to be your limitations that actually determine your art style. So sometimes the stuff that you're bad at and the stuff that constrains you is actually the stuff that makes your art really special. I wasn't very good at drawing when I was a kid. I just loved doing it. Just keep at it, and eventually as you mature and you keep creating, your style will poke through. And often it's the things that you were self-conscious about, they end up being your strengths.
What's your favorite part of writing and illustrating books?
Ooh, I think my favorite part is doing the drawings, for sure. I can draw no matter how I'm feeling. So if I'm tired or, you know, even feeling under the weather, I could still take out my little pen and draw. Writing, though, is really hard for me, and it requires a lot of discipline. So I have a couple hours a day where I'll be good at writing. So I have to make sure that I work during those 3 hours. And then I like to reward myself with little cookies and muffins when I'm done. So
I like that. Yeah. That's helpful.
What is some advice you could give to future writers and illustrators?
I think the best advice is practice, practice, practice. And also seek out mentors. And that could be as easy as signing up for a class outside of school to just learn and grow even more. So if you're interested in something, don't expect to be good right away. Instead, seek ways to expand your knowledge and learn more. Because that is honestly, that's the hardest part, is practicing and learning more about your craft.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Our guest has been Rachel Ignatovsky. She's the author of numerous books, including many for children. She's a science communicator and illustrator. And it's another way of using graphics to read. You can learn a lot more about Rachel and all our guests you heard today on the show by going to childrenshour.org. This episode is called Graphic Novels. Thanks for being with us on the Children's Hour, Rachel.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me.
This is the Hip Waiters right here on the Children's Hour. Children's Hour, we've been learning about graphic novels, and the kids, of course, were pretty excited about this topic. This is a book review done by Max on our kids' crew.
This book is titled The Graveyard Club. This is a comic book written by R.L. Stein, illustrated by Carola Borelli, and published by Boom Studios. The story is about five teenage kids who are friends who live at Gravesend, a pretty scary name for a town. In this story, the friends have tricks played on them, and they try to figure out who is doing it. There are scary moments, but there is also a funny side to the book. The illustrations are a masterpiece. I love the dark backgrounds. This book is for people between 11 and 13 years of age.
The graphic novel is called The Graveyard Club. It's by R.L. Stein and is illustrated by Carola Borelli and Francesco Segala. It's published by Simon & Schuster's Boom Books. You can find links and more at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Graphic Novels. We have time for just one more on the show today. We're going to go out with Nemo. We'll catch you next time.
I always wanted a red cape on my back. I always wanted to be the best in my pack. I always wanted to be known to be good, to be the hero of my own hood. If I could just fly, I could save everyone. Stop all the wars so nobody's gotta run. All the killing, all the crimes, pain and suffering. It's getting tougher to be buffered from it all. Are we gonna make it through? Is it gonna fly back in? Or is it our time now to bring the good back in?
We don't have to leap tall buildings.
In
that we can do. Standing on the ground, we don't need a jetpack soon to take us to the clouds. It's up to me and you. A little more kind, spend a little more time in my changing life, yeah. Like giving a hug when somebody is down, and feeding a soul when there's nobody around, and small things that can change the sound, and the vibe of the spirit that can change a town. And started small, now it's touched a crowd. The crowd is growing, now the word is out that if we all do our parts, we can touch the clouds. Without a cape and a mask, we can touch the clouds, yeah. We don't have to leap tall buildings. There's a lot of good that we can do. Standing on the ground, we don't need a jetpack soon to take us to the clouds. It's up to me and you. Difference and all the power's locked within us. All we gotta do is find the key and turn the latch and set it free. Yeah.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's episode was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Amita Ganatra, Jackie Fulton, and Christina Stella, as well as Daniel, our intern. Many thanks to our guests, Dr. Lee Francis and Rachel Ignatovsky, for being with us on the show today.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.